This next story takes us to Pakistan, a deeply conservative Muslim country where doctors routinely refuse to undertake abortions. But it is estimated to have one of the highest rates of abortions in the world, 50 abortions for every 1,000 women. That is more than 3 times higher than the rate in the United States. A warning, this story may be disturbing for some listeners. NPR's Dia Hadid reports from Abbottabad.
When Mahnaz was 19, she fell pregnant for the 5th time. She already had 4 daughters. Her husband was threatening to throw her out if she had another girl.
When I learned about the pregnancy, my heart sank in fear.
She knew a midwife who undertook abortions, but only to end pregnancies that were already troubled. So she tried to sabotage her own.
I kept taking tablets, whatever I laid my hands on. I lifted heavy things.
She points to the heavy furniture in her tiny living room. Like that, she says. She drank brews of boiled dates. Many Pakistanis believe it triggers labour.
Then there was a terrible pain in my stomach. My husband took me to the midwife. She told him the baby was dead. She gave me injections, and it came out.
That was her first abortion. Mehnaz is now 27. She's got 6 daughters and 1 son. She's also had 3 abortions. She tried to have a 4th by taking pills, but the attempt failed. In Pakistan, many women are pressured to abort fetuses they fear are female. Because they face rejection if they have too many daughters, they're seen as an economic burden. But that's not the only reason why they're having so many abortions.
For the most part, women don't have access.
This is Zahir Gul. He's a public health expert and advisor on family planning policy. He says women can't get contraception.
The system is, I would say, disconnected. There are no service providers. If there are service providers, they're not trained. If they are trained, they don't have access to commodities. If they have commodities, they are not good at counseling women. If they are good at counseling women, there is bad follow-up and bad management of side effects.
Consider Mahnaz's experience. She's illiterate and didn't know about contraception, but she gave birth 7 times in a hospital and clearly said she didn't want to have any more children. But nobody there educated her about her options. Worse, after she had her last child, she begged doctors to sterilize her, and they refused.
The doctor said I had to get a permission letter signed by my husband, but he won't sign. He says it's a sin.
Gul, the public health expert, says this is why Pakistan has a thriving underground abortion industry. But the thing is, abortion is acceptable in Islam and it's legal in Pakistan if a woman's health is in danger or if there's a need for it. That need isn't defined, so there's lots of wiggle room. But culturally, it's not okay. So most hospitals will only do them in urgent cases.
Because they refuse to perform the service, medical doctors themselves, for the most part, have pushed women in need of therapeutic abortions into back alleys.
Literally. We went to a back alley in a slum to meet an abortion provider, Mumtaz Begum.
Assalamu alaikum.
She's about 60. She charges between $25 and $70 for an abortion.
I'm not educated, but I have a lot of experience.
Begum's clinic is dank and the pink paint peels off the walls. There's a dusty table piled with medicines, a bag of onions, and a stack of Qurans, the Muslim holy book. Begum also leads pilgrimages to holy sites, and she says because she's devout, she'll only do abortions for women whose pregnancies are already in trouble. Otherwise, she believes it's murder.
I don't help with murder, but if there is a necessity, for instance, if the woman is bleeding, then I clean out her womb.
What's clear in the interview with Begum and other abortion providers is that most of them expect women to look desperate. And like Mehnaz, women will hurt themselves to get help. That, combined with the lack of hygiene and training, makes abortions in Pakistan dangerous and sometimes deadly. This is Gul.
Nearly about 1/5 of the women who die because of pregnancy-related complications die because of unsafe or less safe abortions.
That's thousands of women every year. Gul directs us to a clinic run by an organization that offers contraception and safe legal abortions. We aren't naming them out of concerns I'll be harassed. The Muslim call to prayer echoes outside. Inside, we meet Asma. She only gives us her first name. She's 32, a conservative Muslim, and she wears a long black robe and covers her hair and face with a black veil. She's got four kids, and she's waiting for an ultrasound to see if she's pregnant again.
When I'm pregnant, I can't walk. I can't stand. I vomit all the time. My body swells up.
If she finds out she's pregnant, she'll get an abortion here. She feels there's no conflict between her faith and her need to terminate her pregnancy.
I have to look after my life as well. I have other children to take care of.
Mehnaz, who we meet at the start of this story, who's already had three abortions, can only dream of that kind of service. She lives in fear of falling pregnant again. Her husband won't use contraception and refuses to stop having sex with her. He also constantly threatens to throw her out if she has another daughter. I'm stuck, she says. This society doesn't let women live. Dear Hadid, NPR News, Abbottabad. Thank you.